This is the tape of the Red Dog meeting held at Kiana on March 11, 1982.
Prepare people for it, and you have a lot of the whole bunch outside. look at this project as being something that somebody else is doing. It's not. It's our project. That land belongs to them. It's your land. This project, we get into it, we're a partner. We spent a whole year trying to find my partner. Trying to learn from no companies. This team was involved in that. And I ended up using that to make this market for us. We just make it. Some of it was because we're good at mining in the Arctic. A lot of it was because of the way they handle set it up so that we identify the jobs that are going to be available. We'll work with you, work with our people, our finance people, manpower, find out what kind of skills our people have got, what they're willing to do to work on this project. How long they have to start the construction earlier. Having hard time responsibility to all of us. We have a
about our program. They agree with it. They know it'll work. So if we get our program working, our people, those of you who go to work at that mine, are not going to look at that mine as being just another job. You go there and stop, hours. We won't look at it that way. We'll look at it as it's your mind. We'll get in there and we'll do your hard work because you know it's yours. Will operate better, make better profits. Eventually, it happens, but it'll come back to us in that anyway. Everybody will be happy. If they're able to handle that, they'll be better. That many jobs will do a lot to take care of a lot of the problems we're having today. But at the same time, you notice what we're trying to do is keep the kind jobs our people work. We'll do that. This will allow people to live in their village. So if you don't end up being a miner, you don't want to make a miner's own. So that's all you want to do. You want to keep life pretty much the same. So if you can hunt the fish, enjoy the country, live in your village. Village life is better than any mining town. And you will retain what's good that you've got, and still get the benefits of you. That's really what we're trying to do. It's going to take all of you. Even if you don't work in mine, supporting this project is going to kind of work. You're going to keep coming around. You're probably getting tired of hearing about it over the next few years. We'll keep coming back and telling you what's going on, even though you don't want to hear about it, maybe. What we want to do is make you realize that that's your mind. Not coming to those, not man's. It's yours, always. A big, big change, a big move. It can help us a lot, or it can hurt us. It's up to us to do what they do. Get that. Now, if you've got, probably if you want to. All that money, I can tell you how much it's involved with. For the first few years, we get $1 million a year from that, besides the student jobs that it does. On that money side, we'll get $1 million a year until they start production. They start production, we get 4.5% of the money. Until they recover the $4 to $500 million. That 4.5% will be anywhere from 7 to 10 thousand or maybe 15 a year. And when they get their money back, then we jump 25%, which is somewhere in the end of 60 million. Every 5 years it jumps up until we get to 50%. We're getting half the profit. And then it'll be something over the life. Right now, if that mine goes the way we're looking at it, it looks like that the mine will last over 50 years. But I was just telling you, when we get to the point where we're getting 50%, it'll be somewhere after 40 years. So there'll be a time when we're getting. Chances are that mine will last longer than 50 years. They don't like to project that way until they get they're sure of what's there. Their holes are, drill holes are pretty far apart right now, so they don't want to guess what to put in between. But they figure it will go double. That money, all of that money I talked about, the Nanistan, is subject to 7I. That's a provision for settlement act that we have to share with the other region. So of that, all that money each year will be 34%. The rest of it will be divided up with the other region. That's how it's set up. So we wouldn't get all that money. But this works. It's going to take us all. I don't know if it's going to be a good deal. Jobs. Yeah, there were a few very preliminary rules that were made on 7-9. Essentially, what the court said was, you guys settle it. We'll give you until May 3rd. And we'll be meetings all year. We're still having a big closure. Any questions you have about the executive? That's something that's being studied too. So we we've been working with Italy and they work right out of the the biggest time of the year today when we're talking about trade, that we can't get in there anymore. After the world.
John, there's a bill that Frank is working on. we hear on the radio. I'm just wondering if he's thinking about Red Dog or thinking about the Kobuk Valley with a railroad, or what's that deal on it?
I think this is just a good way of working at something that he doesn't like. There's an effort to try and get the road to railroad. There's a bill to try to get something in there. I think what Frank is doing, instead of just fighting it outright, he's amending it a little bit so it doesn't fit what they want. Because it doesn't make sense to us. We're not, to us, anything. To run a railroad up here, no. Well, I think you study it. Thing you brought it up because there's a heavy meetings up the river. But our position is that whatever you people want or don't want, that's the position that is taking place. And Frank holds that. So I wouldn't worry about that. I think we can get a meeting here unless you want people. So the last time we went through meetings like this, we were told specifically by all of you in the village. Go to Fairbanks or any place like that. And that position, as far as I'm concerned, has not changed. So we're not going to go that position. Now, we think we looked at it. We never really said no to something going south if it didn't connect to the interior. But we wanted to take another look, a hard look at it. The only benefit we could get out of that would be shipping into the cheaper before we make that kind of decision. We have to look at it, we have to go talk to it, see what the benefits are and what they are. Because there are some bad things about that. If people could come to the railroad, maybe you can control it, but people wouldn't come in and hunt along the way and just kind of. But if it's a road, that's petition. They said, oh, they can't do it there. So they went to way up here somewhere. That'll have to go out to bid. We've been looking at this project. We were concerned about jobs there, too. One of the first things I asked is, that would be a union or not?
That's the end of the Kiana portion of the tape. This is the Norvik meeting to discuss the Red Dog project held March 11, 1982 in Norvik.